We're thinking a lot about books today. We're thinking a lot about loss today as well, as this is the anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination. So Nancy Pearl has been looking at an anthology of poetry about loss and grief. She'll tell us about that. But first, she's going to talk about a book that's all about college football.
I actually love football, and I have always loved it. And it used to be that I would sort of put myself to sleep at night by naming all the quarterbacks, the starting quarterbacks of all the
no way.
professional teams. Well, a little while ago.
name two that you've been thinking of, that you remember from that era.
Oh,
I just want to see
gosh.
What era you're in.
Oh, Pat Hayden.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. Oh, yeah, Roger Staubach.
All right.
I mean, all those. All but right. I saw Roger Staubach play football when he was at the Naval Academy, and I was at the University of Michigan. And Navy played Michigan. He was pretty
Who won?
Pretty impressive. Who knows?
All right, so this has you thinking about football
okay.
in this book?
Yeah, you know, this is a great time of year to read about football. And
sometimes
and
better than watching the games.
Often. And I was totally...
especially when your Ducks are losing like it would happen to me. All right, go ahead.
So, you know, I was inclined to pick this up and read it, partly because of the subject and partly because of the subtitle, which is Glory and Scandal of Big Time College Football. And, you know, if you care about college football... And you care about
kids, and
you care about those people who are becoming professional football players. This is an interesting, very interesting book to read, because basically what they do is look at everything that is wrong with big time college football. And we're talking, you know, really Division One. You know, we're talking about Washington State and University of Washington, University of Michigan.
So, all right. So the system, Glory and Scandal, Big Time College Football, Jeff Benedict, Aram Katayan. What's the...
Oh, let me just say one more thing about that book.
I want to know what they say is bad about college football. What
Mike
don't they
Leach.
Like? Mike Leach.
Yes. Yes. The system of recruiting, which gets very attractive young women to... connect with, take that word any way you want, connect with these 17-year-old recruits coming from.
Really? So they expose that
yes,
that little ugly side
yes,
of it, huh? Or,
yes.
You know, ugly to most.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes, totally. And, you know, the chapter, well, Boone Pickens' great gift to Oklahoma State University. I mean, you know, a huge number of millions of dollars that Boone Pickens gave to OSU so they could redo their stadium. And, you know, and this is an addition, $226 million, I think, is what he gave. But this is in addition to all the money that he's given for academics. You know, he endowed a school of geology, the Boone T. Pickens School of Geology. So, you know, what big donors mean and what they have to say. It was fascinating, because Mike Leach now coaches at WSU, that it was fascinating to read the story of what happened to him, you know, why he was let go from Texas Tech.
Right, right, right.
It is Texas Tech, I think.
So this is called Glory and Scandal.
Yeah, but
it's the glory. It's mostly the scandal.
It's mostly the scandal.
Oh.
And the one issue that I have with this book is that I do not believe that anybody proofread it, that there was no copy editor.
Yikes.
I'm over sensitive about typos, but these are typos. Some you can forgive because
Because we have short attention spans.
Because we have short attention spans. But I have to say, the typos in this book just got more and more annoying. And they culminated when they were talking about Oklahoma State, and they're talking about some guy named Stillwell, you know, in Stillwater, Oklahoma, which is where OSU is. And then when they should have said Stillwell decided to do this, they said Stillwater decided to use this. That's unforgivable. I mean,
yeah, big publisher, right?
Doubleday, big publisher.
You might send them a letter.
This would be a great gift. This would be a great gift for any football fan. Any football fan.
Sounds like it's going to show football in a harsh light.
Much of it does.
The System, Glory and Scandal of Big Time College Football, Benedict and Catayan. All right, what about, you've been reading some poetry?
The Art of Losing is edited by a poet named Kevin Young, and the subtitle of this book is Poems of Grief and Healing. And it's poetry that deals with illness, with death of a loved one, almost and anything that would fit into those that sort of grief and healing notion. One of the poems, and it includes both very well-known poets and their best-known poems in some cases. One Art by Elizabeth Bishop. Do you know that poem, The Art of Losing Isn't Hard to Master? So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. And then it goes on. So that's terrific. There's a William Stafford poem in here, Carolyn Forché. I did love these poems. It reminded me what a good anthology does, which is bring back fond memories of people that you've read and introduce you to new poets and poetry that, again, you might not run across in your ordinary day-to-day life.
Well, we don't run across very
much poetry. I was going to say, not that many of us run across poetry at all.
That's why I like the bus poetry work.
Yes, I do too. I like that. Oh, you know, Robert Frost, Nothing Gold Can Stay. Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaf's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day, nothing gold can stay. Isn't
that
wonderful?
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, Donald Hall is in here, his late wife Jane Kenyon, wonderful poet. Natasha Trethewey, who is the poet laureate of the United States. Kevin Young is a poet. He teaches at Emory University, and he has published 7 books of poetry and 1 work of nonfiction, as well as his work as an editor in other collections. This one, oh yeah, I mean, there's an Edna St. Vincent Millay poem, and I have to say, as a huge Edna St. Vincent Millay fan,
I remember that about you.
You never run across her in anthologies anymore, so it was just a delight. Down, down, down into the darkness of the grave, gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned. Isn't that fabulous?
A poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay from The Art of Losing, Poems of Grief and Healing, edited by Kevin Young. Nancy Pearl also talked about The System, The Glory and Scandal of Big Time College Football by Jeff Benedict and Armin Katayan. It's The Record.